Hello and welcome back to the Blissful Biz podcast, episode number 203. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I'm so thrilled to be here with you today. Today's episode is all about something near and dear to my heart, websites. Specifically, we'll be diving into essential website tips and trends for 2024. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Susanne, I'm not a web designer. Why should I care about this? Well, my dear, your website is a little bit like your digital storefront. It's your shop window. It's the online hub where your potential clients come to learn more about you, about your offerings and how you can help them transform their lives. So trust me, this is information you don't want to miss. Before we dive into this episode, I have a special invitation for you. Are you ready to take your website to the next level? If yes, join me this Friday, March 22nd, for a free website training where I'll show you step by step how to design your website. Whether you're starting from scratch, so you don't have a website yet, or you're looking to revamp your existing site, this training is for you. Go to susannereicher.com/website to reserve your spot today or click the link in the show notes. Hello and welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast, the show where we dive deep into the world of online businesses while navigating hot flashes and menopausal brain fog, to name just a few symptoms of being an entrepreneur in your midlife. I'm your host, Susanne Reicher, and I help coaches and service providers like you who want to build a blissful online business in their 40s, 50s, or 60s with a clear message, an aligned offer suite, and marketing strategies rooted in the heart. Let's start by talking about why website design matters so much. Picture this. A potential client stumbles upon your website, and within seconds, they form an impression of who you are and what you offer. Will they be captivated by what you do, and will they want to learn more, or will they click away in search of something more engaging? The thing is, people have the attention spans of fruit flies these days, and you only have a few seconds to really leave a good impression to make them want to discover more. I also believe that today it's more important to have a strong personal brand and a website that represents your brand well and that looks professional more than ever. So a few years ago, it might not have mattered as much. There simply wasn't so much competition. But today, when you have an online business, it takes more work to stand out. And also your customers, they got a lot smarter, maybe also a bit more careful with where they invest their money. A lot of people have been burned in the last years, investing in coaches, investing in online courses, investing in digital offers. So a website can help you build trust. It establishes you as an authority, as an expert. And the funny thing is, this works both ways. It's not only that your visitors see you as more of an expert, you probably will also feel more confident and show up ready to play a bigger game when you have a great website. I've seen this happening to my clients over and over again. And finally, let's face it, it takes a lot of energy, effort, time to get someone to look at your website, to get them to visit your website, to find you on Google or to click on that link on your social media. So when someone does that, when someone visits your website, you want that page to do its job as beautiful as possible and guide your visitors to take action, like book a discovery call or sign up for your freebie. Otherwise, it's just a waste of marketing real estate. And why do you want to do that, right? Why would you want to miss out on the opportunity to convert them into a paying customer and to create a website that is really doing an amazing job? That's where effective website design comes into play. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of it all. Here are some key tips to elevate your website in 2024. First, let's talk about website platforms. What should you use to build your website on? In the coaching industry, Showit is trending big right now. Showit is a website builder. It's what I'm using for my website. I switched from WordPress to Showit in 2022 and I really love it. I'm using a template from Tonic Siteshop. That's a design company that designs templates for Showit websites. I'm such a big fan of them. It's why I decided to switch to Showit, because I fell in love with one of their templates and I could have designed something similar in WordPress, but seriously, I just didn't want to fiddle around with it. It saved me so much time. And I just love everything they create and they design. And it's basically why I decided, okay, I'm not really designing websites from scratch anymore. Just give me one of your templates and then I make that beautiful. This is what I offer. So if you want to have a Showit website, get in touch and I'll set it up for you. I'll, you know, like package up your content, what you do, bring everything together, and we're going to create something amazing based on a Tonic Siteshop template. They're just the best. And yeah, that's why I decided to offer this. So get in touch when you need a new website and I'll set that up for you. So what's so great about Showit? First, you have endless design possibilities. They have such an easy to use builder, right? So it's like a little bit like drag and drop, but it's basically you see what you get. So you just move the image, the headline, the text, wherever you want to have it. And you can just move things around. It's super simple. Also to edit things, to change copy, there's nothing complicated about it. You're going to learn how to use it like in an hour. It's so simple. What's not so great about it, there's also a negative here, is because of that endless flexibility, it's also easy to mess things up, and it can be a bit fiddly to get everything aligned, to set up your mobile version. I always recommend to my clients to stay as close to the template they bought to begin with, because if you add huge text blocks, for example, or headlines that run four rows long, before you know it, your gorgeous design is a big hot mess. So you need to be a little bit careful there. And I think Showit is really great when you have an eye for design. And I would always recommend not going with one of their free templates, but buying a template that really comes with all the pages that you need for your business. So for example, a Work With Me page, an About page, a Contact page, a Freebie page, a Sales page for your online course, a Podcast page if you have that, a blog obviously, so Showit integrates with WordPress for blogging, which I love, because I mean, I'm obviously already used to WordPress because I used it before, but it's also really the best blogging platform out there. It integrates with that. So you have your blog posts on WordPress and then all your design pages on Showit. Yeah, but get a template that has everything you need and then stay really close to that to start out with. And then when you feel more confident, when you are more familiar with the platform, you can start customizing it. That's what I did with the platform that I bought. I customized it a lot. I added things that I wanted, that I saw. And now I feel I could design my own Showit template, but I don't really want to. Yeah, because I'm just in love with Tonic. I think they're just doing such an amazing job. And of course, you can also design a great website on a different platform. So WordPress is great, but I'm concerned about the safety, about the security of having a WordPress website a little bit, because it can get hacked more easily. So there are definitely more security breaches because it's an open source software. So when, you know, when there is a way to hack into and they fix it, they publish that fix and everybody can see that fix because it's open source, also the bad guys. So that's just like, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it otherwise because it's still a really great platform. But you need to be aware of that, that it's open source. So you really need to make sure that you update it consistently, at least once a month, go in there, update your theme, update the WordPress version, update all your plugins, be mindful what plugins you use and uninstall and delete plugins you're not using anymore, use a really safe password, you know, those things. If you're using WordPress, just make sure that you look out for these things. And I know a lot of my clients, they don't really worry about those things. They use passwords that are not safe at all. And if you do that, if you want to do that, I feel other platforms would be a safer choice. So yeah, like show it. Or for example, another great platform is Squarespace. I like a lot of websites that use Squarespace. It can look great. I never really worked with it myself. I know people love it. And yeah, so their websites can look really good. I heard that they got a bit more difficult to design as you want. You don't have the same amount of flexibility as you have with Showit. But they have some great e-commerce options. So if this is something you need, if you want to add a shop, Squarespace might be a better choice. The Showit integrates with Shopify, but then again, you have to integrate it with a different platform, right? So Squarespace has everything in one place. That might make it easier if you really need e-commerce features. But if you care more about making a beautiful website and you only need basic e-commerce, Showit might be the one for you. And other platforms like Wix or Lead Pages or Kajabi, if you want to have everything in one place and you also want to sell online courses, you can use them. It really depends on your preferences. I'm not telling you to switch if you are happy with them. There are many things in your business that are more important than your website, but you might be at a point where you are ready to elevate, where you're ready to get to the next level, and you are ready to invest in your website and in upgrading it. And maybe you had a photo shoot. So then I would definitely check out Showit when you're a yoga teacher or coach or service provider and you're selling digital offers. I think it's the best choice right now. Now let's delve into some of the latest trends shaping website design in 2024. First, we have color. What's still very, very popular when it comes to colors is warm, neutral colors like soft beige for backgrounds and muted terracotta and brown colors. So they're still very popular. What I think we're going to see more of in 2024 is bold choices when it comes to color, texture, and patterns, allowing you to stand out from the sea of sameness. This is why I added some bright yellow and some pink to my color board, which was just brown colors before, because I was simply a bit bored by all that neutral sameness. I'm using those colors sparingly and for accents mostly, but they make me stand out a little bit more. And I feel they make my website appear more friendly, which was, you know, the feeling that I wanted to go for. When I imagine someone visiting my website, I want them to feel like, you know, like they're already getting to know me just from visiting my website. And it's like a warm, friendly hug. It's welcoming. And because I am friendly, I don't want my website to be super high end luxury standoffish, like a little bit more distance, right? That's just not the vibe I'm going for. I still sell premium offers and I want my website to represent that, but not in that luxury vibe that we see everywhere. So I'm a little bit more warm and friendly. So that's my choice, right? When you think about things like the colors for your website, remember that your website is not for you. It's for your visitors. So most important is that it's easy to use for them, that the text is easy to read, that it feels welcoming. And just because blue is your favorite color, for example, doesn't mean that you have to make it your main brand color. So this is something that a lot of people get wrong when they think about, oh, what colors should I use for my brand and create like a brand color board. And then, yeah, I like blue, I like yellow, but it's not about that. It's not about what are your favorite colors. When you're not a designer or working with a website designer, I would recommend to keep your colors really simple and stay with neutral colors. Because they work, they're beautiful, and they're going to make your photography and everything else that you add to your website really shine. And that's the job they're going to do. Another trend gaining popularity is using more videos. Of course, that's been going on for a while, but I'm not only talking about embedding a YouTube video where you greet your website visitors, but using videos in your backgrounds, for example, as a background container or just like as part of your homepage, whether it's a scenic landscape or a behind the scenes glimpse of your work or testimonials from satisfied clients. Videos really can help you create a more immersive experience for your audience, and they liven things up, and it's just something that's still a little bit unusual. So it's something that I'm looking into as I'm moving forward with my website and updating things. And what comes with that also is parallax scrolling. So parallax scrolling, I know it's like a weird technical term, but don't worry, you don't really have to know how it works. It's this technique where background content moves at a different speed than foreground content on your website. So creating an illusion of depth and a more dynamic visual experience. And so this is a small but impactful design choice, and it's great for storytelling. It's great to guide your user journey through the website. It's great to increase engagement, and it's just like a little bit more unique and interactive. So I like using that. It's not a new concept in the design world. It's been around for a really long time. I think it was really popular already 10 years ago, but it's on the rise again. So with using videos in the backgrounds on top of just like using still images. I think when it comes to images, stock images are on their way out a little bit, right? So I'm still using stock images on my website, but sparingly. And only where they make sense. So, for example, when it comes to introducing an offer, an online course, it makes sense to show an image of a workspace or somebody working on their notebook, because that's what I'm selling. But the focus on my website is on using images of me. And that's what's important for you too, because you are a personal brand. My friend, when you are a yoga teacher or a coach and you're selling, basically working with you, you have a personal brand. So people need to get to know you. And that means using photos, photography, where people can see your face. That's still important. That's always going to be important. Nothing's going to change here. You want to have pictures of you on your homepage. And when you look at template websites, of course, very often they don't use so many pictures where somebody sees that a face, because it's a template. So you have to replace those visuals that that template uses with your own visuals, with your own photography. So we need to see your face for people to get to know you. This is how you build a strong personal brand. Because remember, more competition, lower attention spans, people need to get what you do right away, and you want to build trust as fast as possible. So photography is still really, really important. Book that photo shoot if you haven't done that yet, and get some amazing photos for your website. Another trend is typography. The biggest trend I see here is that fonts are getting so much bigger and bolder. So instead of being just a way to communicate a message, typography now is a character in the website design. It's used as an active design element. So you see like really big headlines, bold fonts. And I expect in 2024 to see more of that. A blend of classic and modern fonts, large and bold statement typefaces, experimentation with overlapping text and mixed media, those things, which are also so easy to create and show it. This is like the perfect website builder for that, to use that trend. Next, let's talk about your menu and how you guide your website visitors through your website. The navigation menu is mandatory when your website has more than one page, and it's an essential part that most websites have in common. When it comes to designing your menu, though, you have a lot of choices. There is a trend to not use a main menu and instead just have an icon at the top right that opens the menu with all the navigation options when the user clicks on it. So this used to be used only on mobile websites, but it also became a trend on the desktop version. It's called a hamburger menu because it's an icon with three lines that's mostly used, and that looks a bit like a stacked hamburger. So it's the hamburger icon, right? Or the hamburger menu. And obviously it makes sense to use this on the mobile website because here you don't have the space to show your full menu at the top all the time. But I'm not a fan using it for your desktop design. Not at all. It's the devil. I'm really totally against it. Designers love it because it looks great. There's less text. Most designers don't love a lot of text on their websites, right? And it's cleaner, but it's really, really bad usability. The truth is, your website visitors might not even recognize that this is the menu. And when they don't see it, it doesn't exist for them. Because all features and content are hidden behind that icon, users will be less likely to use the navigation. And is this really what you want, right? So even when your visitors are familiar with the burger navigation type, with the hamburger navigation type, it still requires them to open the menu items, to click on it, and only after that they can see it and reach their goals. This causes friction and can affect the user journey. With every click, you're losing people. It's just the way it is. And yes, the majority of your users, they probably don't know that behind that icon hides your menu. So unless your audience is like website designers, I really don't think it's a good idea to do that. I would never use it. Stay away from using a hamburger menu on your desktop homepage. The other extreme is using a main menu with lots of sub-menu items that open up on mouse over. This can be necessary when you have a lot of content, but I don't think it offers good usability as well. So it's like the other extreme. People hate to use those mouse over rollover menus. It can be tricky to open the right element and then you roll over with your mouse and you lose it, right? It closes again, it disappears. It's just painful to use. And then sometimes people add everything they offer in their submenu, but without any context, the names of what you do might not make sense at all to your visitors. So if I would add Mentorship, Launchpad, Hive to my menu, and you have no idea what that is, what's behind it, why would you click on it? Why would you click on it if you don't know what it is, right? So instead, I have one Work With Me page that offers an overview of all the ways to work with me, of all my offers, with a short paragraph explaining what it is about and who it's for, and then a button that links to that sales page. That does the job of guiding my visitors to the right choice for them so much better. It's more work to set up, for sure, because you need a great overview page, but it's worth it. It's worth it. So I don't use a submenu at all. I just have my main pages in my menu, and I think this still works best. You don't want to overdo it, so you don't want to have more than 7 topics, I would say, max in your main menu. 8 max, 7 is best. Less than 7 is best. But I think with most businesses, you can make that work. And then you use overview pages, for example, for Work With Me. Think of your website as a welcoming sanctuary for your visitors. So make it easy for them to navigate and find what they're looking for. That's your job here, to make it as easy as possible for them. So streamline your menu, use clear call to action buttons, and don't overwhelm them with too much information. Less is often more when it comes to website design. Okay, and finally, responsiveness. Let's talk about that. So this isn't a new trend, but it's more important than ever. In today's mobile-driven world, your website must look and function flawlessly on all devices. Mobile devices, like smartphones, they account for around half of all internet traffic. So websites that aren't mobile-friendly, they risk alienating half or more of their target audiences. This is also really important for Google. Google has a mobile-first approach. That means a website that's not mobile-friendly might not show up in Google search results at all, reducing your chances of getting organic traffic, of getting found on Google. And no one likes pinching and zooming just to read content on their phone, right? So make sure your website is optimized for mobile use. Make sure that it's like has good usability, everything is showing up, like it's easy to use. And trust me, this is really important. All right. And there we have it, right? So those were my trends and tips to build a great website in 2024. I hope you found these website tips and trends helpful and inspiring. Remember, your website is your online home. It's your storefront. So make it a welcoming and inviting space for your audience to explore. And don't forget to join me Friday, March 22nd for a free website training where I show you step by step how to design your website. We also have time to answer all your questions. So go to susannereiker.com/website to reserve your spot today. You'll also find the link in the show notes. That's susannereiker.com/website. Thank you for tuning in to the Blissful Biz podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review it on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, keep shining your light and building your blissful business.